This is St. Louis Public Radio. Missouri Governor Eric Greitens has one question. Is state government making your life better or worse? Greitens' administration is crowdsourcing public policy ideas through a website that launched earlier this year. It's an effort that complements his social media savvy and, as St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin explains, is used in several states where Republicans are at the helm.
Almost 90% of residents who've weighed in on Missouri's website, nomoredtape.com, say state government is making their lives worse. But what does that mean? Some anonymous commenters disagree with the new minimum wage ban and the state's right-to-work law, which is currently on hold. Others agree with Greitens' administration that too many regulations are a burden. That included a Republican who owns 5 liquor and tobacco stores in southwestern Missouri and says he feels like he's being triple-taxed. University of Missouri St. Louis political science professor Dave Robertson says the time is ripe for engaging constituents online, but he also believes it's a way to fire up Greitens' political base.
Those are often the kinds of people who are stimulated, usually by anger, about something that someone has said. So it's not a representative sample of the way people in Missouri feel by any means.
Robertson also notes that it's not necessarily an old concept.
After all, we've had public officials of both parties providing legislative update letters to their constituents and taking polls on what they should do, often polls that sort of prompt the person who's doing the poll to answer the question in a certain way.
But social media makes it easier to crowdsource, and the idea is found in governments across the country. Both Arizona and Illinois have similar websites, and Tennessee and Kansas have whole agencies devoted to cutting so-called red tape. Missouri's neighbor to the south also launched a website in May. Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson spokesman J.R. Davis says they've received, quote, hundreds and hundreds of ideas.
Those are being tracked. They're coming into the governor's office. And, you know, it takes time to implement true reforms. And we're taking every idea very seriously and looking at ways to implement those ideas.
Davis says their main goal is to find ways to streamline Arkansas government.
Some things have been out of date for a while, and some of the processes are antiquated. And so we're trying to address that and just make sure we're maintaining services regularly, but that we're finding ways to tweak and be more efficient.
In June, a high school student and foster child in Arkansas used the website to call on expanding the number of caseworkers and foster parents. The state sent the teen a thank you letter from Hutchinson that mentioned the $24 million increase in the current state budget for the foster care system. That money had been allocated before the teen's suggestion. This type of governing doesn't sit well with everyone. The Missouri Democratic Party thinks Greitens is using the website to raise his national profile. And the top Democrat in the Missouri House, Gail McCann Beatty, believes it's a way to push for deregulation of boards and commissions that set standards for things like healthcare jobs and hazardous waste.
The commissions are designed to protect the average constituents. Are we going to put citizens in jeopardy by doing that? And I think we have to be very careful about which professions we are going to eliminate regulations on.
Greitens continues preaching that Missouri is overregulated, most recently at a plant in St. Charles County that manufactures aircraft parts.
When we came into office, we saw that Missouri had 113,000 regulations. That's more than 7.5 million words. It's 40 dictionaries worth of regulations.
It's unknown whether any of the suggestions will be adopted as policy or promoted as bills for next year. But Greitens says he plans to sit down with members of his administration in the coming weeks to go over some of the suggestions. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin, St. Louis Public Radio.